That's really unusual. He had to be fairly close to that thing if he experienced some turbulence.
Or way too close, I'm sure, in his opinion.
Yeah, I'm sure. And we haven't been able to get any more reports on that. But again, it sounds like another object. And for it to be seen at high noon in the daylight sky is kind of unusual. Also, brings back the I believe it was Texas. They caught some videotape a while back of a object during the daylight hours coming in.
El Paso.
Well, now while we were on the phone here during the break, Peter got another call from Colorado here. A person reporting that it was seen over Loveland, Colorado, which is due north of Denver, just south of Fort Collins, and also over Parker, Colorado,
May I stop and ask you a question? Peter, this report you just now got, did they give a duration of sighting?
No, they didn't provide that. In fact, we took two calls, Art. And whereas we started off this program with fresh news, we've got fresher news still, because over the break, we had this young woman call from Colorado, as Michael just reported. I think she's in Loveland, but she reported sighting reports from Loveland and Parker, Colorado. That's up in the north end of the state, if I'm not mistaken. Please correct me, Michael.
Yeah, Loveland is, and Parker is the very southeast edge of the Denver metro area.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, Art, we took a call from one of your listeners out in Tennessee who called here at the UFO Reporting Center a second time. He and I had chatted about a week or week and a half ago, and he said, Peter, I'm calling to let you know that what I saw over Tennessee about 10 days ago sounds very similar to what is being reported over the program tonight, Art. So it may not be limited or restricted to Colorado. This gentleman is a private investigator, former military. He sounds very, very serious-minded, very eloquent. He's a private investigator out there, so he's probably a very good observer.
Okay, do either one of you want to hazard a guess as to what we're going through right now?
I wouldn't have any idea. It doesn't sound like a meteor shower to me. You know, we have the Perseides meteor shower that's December and ends in January. But generally, again, those come out of the northeast. You can see those in the northeast sky.
Right.
And again, all these reports state that it was traveling from the southwest to the northeast. And people that I know at Space Command here in Colorado Springs tell me that that's very unusual for a meteorite to come out of that direction. And they were thinking more along the lines that this was some type of a space junk.
Well, that occurred to me, or even a reentering satellite that might have had some, based on what the military said, some sort of fuel on board that could have been a contaminant. I mean, I'm just guessing, grabbing at straws here, but
sure, and I am too. And one other thing about the sighting back on the 11th in this Black Forest area. This is a very unusual area, and we've gotten some other bizarre reports out of there. We have a couple of unconfirmed reports.